Papapapapapooche.
Hey! All right, all night. It's Bucci. All right, Baxter Dury. Let's bring your loop down. Hey, yeah, it's the 4th of July. How about that? How about that single apple over there? You just heard my favorite. Oh, that's terrible. 4th of July song by The Coup with The Guillotine off the album, I think it's the 2012 album, Sorry to Bother You. I guess he was trying out that title before he made the movie, Sorry to Bother You. And then he couldn't think about, oh, what am I? I can't do a guy from The Coup impression, so you'll just have to imagine what he sounds like. What's his name? Anyway, we got the guillotine, or guillotine. You better run. And that is what I think as well. And Bucci is definitely not all talk.
Trust Bucci.
People who follow Bucci on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights.
Terrible.
Know that he's often proving that he went to protests, whether it be in his stories with various photos, with a close-up of his face next to a sign that says, I wish I was at brunch. And then like a photo of me eating a waffle sandwich with a politician in the middle. And yeah, so I'm always at the protests. And then when I tell people I'm a WFMU DJ, they usually give me the aux. And that's where I play things like The Coup, Billy Bragg, a Toyota commercial, like a very rare Toyota commercial where they mention death to the Senate. And of course, I sometimes at the protest do play a little bit of Bucci. I can't let a crowd like that walk away without plugging myself a little bit. Literally. Is that a Bucci adage? Yeah.
Bucci.
I can't walk away without plugging myself, is the adage. So yeah, it's the 4th of July, and I'm here because I want to be here, and because I forgot to get a fill-in. So I hope we have a good show. I hope we can make this a good show. I can kind of hear people not listening to this show. I can hear them instead grilling or, like Mona, eating like 7 devil eggs. I can hear them putting their phones on silent, but just turn that thing up for an hour and then go back to whatever you were doing. So anyway, let's crack a can of hot dogs. Hot dogs. That's even worse. What kind of stupid chamber? Hot dogs. Hot dogs. Well, the water, anyway. I'm sorry to say I am back on the hot dog water again. Because it's hard, and also, 4th of July. And it's because, why? It's the 4th of July eating competition. Bucci's 4th of July hot dog eating competition, brought to you by
Bucci
and
Dodge.
Ugh. So yeah, like I said, this is the third year. It's becoming quite the tradition here. And so the first year we did this, did your standard, bog standard eating competition. I'll give you a clip from that. Right, so that's eating competition. That's enough. And then last year, we did how many hot dogs can you not eat?
How few hot dogs can you eat?
How few hot dogs can you eat? So, no, we're not going to eat any hot dogs. We saw how many people could not eat a hot dog even though it was right in front of them, and the record was 3. Someone amazingly didn't eat 3 hot dogs. And so this year, we're doing it a little differently. This year, it's how many hot dogs can you watch someone else eat? That's right. Eat hot dogs for the whole hour. And I'll tell you something, babe. It's a lot harder to watch someone eat a hot dog than to eat it.
Trust.
I mean, how can you not eat a hot dog? How can you not eat a lot of a hot dogs? It's a, I almost cursed, rhetorical question. The world hot dog eating champ, I bet he won today. I didn't see the stats. But the world champ, Joey Chestnut, I think in 2021, he ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which is, let me just do the math a little bit. That is one hot dog and bun every 7.9 seconds, which is 7 pounds of food. And I know what you're thinking. Bucci, that sounds amazing. I wish I could do that. How am I gonna watch someone eat a hot dog and not want to join in? A spoonful of hot dogs make the hot dogs go down, right? Well, not this year they don't. Get that thing out of your hands. I'm talking to you.
You.
Now, I do, like I said, it's hard. But tomorrow you can eat as many hot dogs, watermelons, toast, hamburger buns, as many as you like. Foie gras. My friend Steve's dad, he actually, this is a crazy story, he actually died eating foie gras. He ate a lot of it, and he died, dropped dead. It was sickening. Died doing to himself what is done to the goose to make the very food he was eating. That is some delicious irony, figuratively. And we all commented on the irony when it happened. And that was, you know, even Steve. He said, boy, man, that was some situational irony, he said. And then he threw a can of foie gras, cruelty-free foie gras, into the casket. And ultimately, Steve said, he's eating foie gras, he's a bad person. Maybe he deserved it. So, that is what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do this hour. How many hot dogs can you watch someone else eat? I got a bunch of people. They're right over there. Don't speak. They're right over there. I laid out a folding table, and we brought out a couple of, a whole plate bowl, actually, of hot dogs. And buns, and we're going to watch them eat, and we're going to see how many hot dogs you can watch someone eat before you can't stand it anymore, and you jump over the table, and you rip it out of their teeth, Lady and the Tramp style. Yes. So that is after the beat. A break. So don't eat the hot dog. Don't eat the bun. The only thing you should be eating today, on the 4th of July, is the rich. It's Motorhead. Eat the rich. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Bucci's hot dog eating competition. How many hot dogs can you watch someone else eat?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Thank you. Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci. We're back. Man, you should see the chair I'm sitting in. They got a new chair here. It's pure gray. I think it's a chair designed by Dogma 95, that film collective, because it's so minimal. That was Motorhead Eat the Rich off their terribly named album, Rock and Roll. That's another song I play while I go to protests. I love it. As long as they don't start singing about eat the upper middle class, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Just leave the upper middle class alone. We're your allies. Within reason. So yes, it's the third annual Bucci's Hot Dog Eating Competition. This year, how many hot dogs can you watch someone eat? 1, 2, 7, 8, 6. Let's see. Caller, you got your Booch.
Boochie, it's Handy.
Hey, oh, Handy. Handy. Our own Handy Haversack. How are you doing?
You know, man, I guess I'm all right. I just, you know, so I actually, loud. I found that in my dotage, because I'm old now,
sure.
I've become so virulently opposed to watching other people eat meat
that
we didn't go out at all today. I spent all day helping Kate clean cupboards in the kitchen rather than go to, like, a concert I wanted to see just because I knew it was going to be a barbecue and people would be eating hot dogs. So I can watch people eat zero hot dogs.
So you're saying already you've defeated yourself already, Handy.
Yeah, I it's like the field called to me, and I just went back to bed.
So it's not a matter of you watching a person eat a hot dog, and you're just like, man, I wish I was that guy's mouth. But it's more like I can't watch it because it makes me physically ill.
It makes me ill. And I find especially that days around which sort of culturally we promote meat super hard.
Yeah, what's another example of that? What's
like
another?
Thanksgiving. I am done with Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I am done.
Right. Thanksgiving.
Like, I stay home, I make vegetarian food, I watch football, and I grumble. And Kate's like, what if we went to this person's house or this person's house? I'm like, nah, no, I can't watch it happen.
I see. And what if I, because I have all sorts of hot dogs here, Handy, but there, some of them are vegetarian. Some of it's just coleslaw that I've mashed together using pork fat to form a hot dog. So, I mean, could you eat that maybe? Or
I mean, I like things in tube form, and I like the idea of a tube of coleslaw. To me, this is an innovation whose time has come.
Do we have any tubes of coleslaw?
The pork fat I can't mess with.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not, it's treacle. It's absolutely 100% treacle.
Okay, yeah, treacle and coleslaw. This is the sort of innovation that I listen to the radio for.
Absolutely. Well, Handy, if you want to, we can try, you know, we're going to be eating these, I got some friends, and they're going to be eating hot dogs. And if you just want to watch and see before, you just tell me when you can't take it anymore. You got to eat one of these things.
Okay, it's sort of a limit testing.
Yeah, so I'm going to be counting on my fingers. And let's go. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, come on. That's disgusting.
Just relax. He's just getting warmed up.
This is, have we no decency left at long last?
All right, just focus on the hot dogs. You're distracting yourself by talking. Meanwhile, look at this, all the coleslaw that's going down that person's throat.
But you can
Don't
tell.
Don't you want anything?
It's a cheap substitute, Bucci.
Look, all right, guys, stop eating. Wow, Handy, you did really lose. All right, there's a guy eating in the background.
There's no quitting that kid.
That guy won't stop eating. Handy, you did in fact lose. You defeated yourself, but I guess that was what you wanted to do all along. That was
I was born to
you
play.
You love that. You love defeating it yourself.
I mean, what else do I have at this point?
Well, I can't defeat you for you, Handy. you're too cool a guy. So you're the, you know. But just look, maybe next time, try to eat one hot dog. You know,
I will try to watch one person eat a hot dog, but it has to be like in the dark with mutual consent,
sure.
And maybe a strobe
sure.
light.
We can eat hot dogs in the dark. You don't know how many you're eating then, right?
Right, and I think it's better that way. Ignorance in this case is definitely bliss.
Okay, but you know what ignorance isn't? It's Bucci. All right.
Not Bucci.
I'll see you later, Handy. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Olivia.
Oh, wait.
Stella.
Is this Olivia and Stella? I know this Olivia and Stella. How are you doing, ladies?
Good.
Good. What are you doing?
Sitting. Well, we were just doing the 4th of July thing.
You're at a 4th of July thing. Okay. Have you been eating a lot? Wait, there's no one there? You're just sitting there by yourself?
No. Oh, we're in the living room.
Oh, you're in the living room.
I think outside.
Did you
with
have
our mom.
Oh, I see. Well, say hi to your mom for me.
Hi, Mom.
Right. I didn't mean when you were on the phone. When so Olivia and Stella, how many have you eaten a bunch of hot dogs today?
Yes.
How many?
I ate.
And you ate it like you usually eat it, right, Olivia?
Yeah.
You eat the middle and then throw the ends away. Is that how you eat a hot dog, right?
No.
Right. It's just very loud.
That's how you do it, Bucci.
Okay. So, Olivia and Stella, do you understand this eating competition that we got going on here? Do you understand what we're going to be doing?
Yep.
So what you're going to be doing is sitting and watching my friends over here eat a bunch of hot dogs, and we're going to see, you're going to tell me when you can't take it anymore and you have to eat a hot dog. Are you ready? You can do that?
Yes.
All right, and Stella, you can as well?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready, ladies? It's going to be harder than you think. And let's eat. Look at that. That guy's really eating. It's delicious. They look delicious, don't they, Olivia and Stella? Do you want a hot dog? Is it making you want a hot dog?
Yeah.
But don't have one. Don't have one. Sit on your hands, because if you eat a hot dog, you lose.
I have one. I'm eating a hot dog right now.
Stella, you ate a hot dog? You lose. That is the end.
I'm vomiting now.
Oh, you're vomiting. Okay. That doesn't... And Olivia, how many hot dogs did you watch someone eat?
17.
You watched someone eat 17. Well, that's the record.
Oh, yeah, I watched before.
No, Stella. You
right
didn't.
Now, that's too many hot dogs.
Right.
It's a hot dog overload.
You watched my friend Mike eat a bunch of hot dogs. And then, Stella, you ate a hot dog, right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. Yeah, you're supposed to.
You made us.
You messed up. Olivia and Stella.
It's your fault.
Yes, it always is. All right, Olivia and Stella, have a great 4th of July.
We're just here.
There's that guy. He's still eating. Stop eating. Just stop. 201-209-9368. We are... doing the third annual Bucci's hot dog eating competition this year. How many hot dogs can you watch someone else eat? Earlier, Olivia, a person, called up, and Olivia and Stella, and Olivia watched someone eat 17 hot dogs, and Stella watched someone eat 4 hot dogs before she couldn't take it and jumped over the table and grabbed that hot dog and then ran out into the backyard and ate it secretly under a bush. Yeah, this is that point of the show where everyone is sitting and waiting for the fireworks, which at the end of the show, we are going to be doing some fireworks. So, you know, and the fireworks are not going to be hot dog based. I have another of this hot dog water. I feel like I'm saying the word hot dog too many times. 201-209-9368. I'll watch. You know what? I'm going to watch some of my friends eat hot dogs, and let's see how long I can go. I can't do it. I want one right now. Give it to me. I got a call. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. You're having a nice... That was the best call I've ever had from Franco. Franco, call back. Something happened. You're pressing your cheek too close to the phone to make it closer to Bucci, and you hung up on yourself. Call it Igabuchi.
It's Franco again. Oh, we got cut off, it seems.
Yes, it does seem that way. Franco, you having a nice holiday? What are you doing?
Sitting on the front porch right now.
I see. And
there's absolutely nothing going on.
So you're just, and you have, did you have any special plans? I mean, I know this holiday's a joke and everything, but like, did you do anything specifically party-wise or food-wise?
Oh, there was the idea of a get-together thrown around, but
I decided to
stay home. Because I'm not feeling very patriotic this year.
Oh, no? That sounds like a YP, Franco. Your problem.
Okay.
So, Franco, do you want to watch my friends over here?
Oh,
you are my friends. Don't make a face. You're my friends.
Okay.
My friends here eat a bunch of hot dogs and see if you can resist it.
Are they going to be little cocktail wieners?
No, they're full length. They're
full
length. So they are. How long are the hot dogs?
I'm going to be the opposite of Handy Haversack.
You're going to eat.
And
you're...
just watch this like it's the most scintillating adult entertainment.
Well, it is. Yeah, you don't have to watch it like it is. It is scintillating and salivating. You'll be scintillated and salivating all at the same time, which
well,
is a
know,
radio
funny.
First.
As soon as I heard Olivia and Stella.
Oh, yes, for Olivia and Stella.
I said, maybe. You have to understand, the only thing I've eaten today is a spaghetti burrito, believe it or not. But I'm thinking, maybe there's a barbecue right up. There's a fancy pants little grocery store, and they always have a parking lot barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And I know they're having hot dogs.
Okay, so don't watch them. Don't watch those
people.
You gotta watch these guys. All right, you ready, Franco?
We're watching.
We're eating hot dogs. Let's go. Oh, that's one they just ate. That's two. That's three.
Oh, boy.
That's four. Wow, you're doing very well. How do you feel, Franco? Are you sweating? No, you want one. You want one of these hot dogs.
I can't tell if I'm feeling refreshed or nauseated.
You want one. You want a hot dog. Oh, you're refreshed. All right, so that's nine. You're doing very well.
Okay, I'm still I'm holding down that spaghetti burrito pretty good.
All right, that's enough. Now you're making my eaters sick. They don't want to know about the spaghetti burrito. What's a spaghetti burrito?
That's what
it
they
better
have
not
this
be.
Morning at the Mexican
it
bakery.
Better not be what exactly what it sounds like. So it's spaghetti in a burrito.
Yeah, but it had shrimp and vegetables, and I took a long shot. Usually my philosophy
I
is...
I want to take a long shower after...
Put it in a tortilla and call it a day. And
sure.
That's what I did, but I thought I made like a big mistake after I did that.
Sure.
But then I brought him home, and my partner, she was a real champ.
I don't want to get too personal, but...
They were good.
When you
they
eat the
really, really
burrito,
good.
Doesn't it all the spaghetti pour out of your mouth? Like out of the burrito, and then it's all hanging loose from your mouth like you were like a H.P. Lovecraft monster?
Well, you have to put the tray from a child's high chair in front of your face.
Gotcha. All right, Franco.
And you can just eat it right out of the tray.
Franco, I have a lot of people who want to watch someone eat a hot dog, and you ate...
Go to it.
You watched someone ate seven hot dogs, so you're doing very well.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. 201-209-9368. We're having Bucci's third annual hot dog eating competition. Eat hot dogs. Call Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You having a nice time?
You?
I hope you're wrapped in the American flag.
No, I'm not.
You're not? At least tell me you have...
But I see a lot.
You see a lot of American flags?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not wearing, like, American flag shorts or anything? Or a wristband? Anything?
Have a hat.
American flag hat.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, turn that thing backwards because you have some. You have to watch some people eating some hot dogs. Are you ready? Do you like doing that? Are you more of an eater or a watcher, if that's not too personal a question? Of hot dogs. My friend. Hero. You gone? Did you leave? All right, you're going to have to call back. Look, you can't just disappear into the darkness on Bucci. It hurts his feelings.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
So a hero watched someone eat zero hot dogs, so he loses. 212-09-9368. Bucci is doing the third annual hot dog eating competition this year. How many hot dogs can you watch someone else eat? And like I said, it is harder than I thought. It's just I'm such a doer, you know? And the things I do are hot dogs. Call her Ego Bucci.
Hey, this is Hero.
Hey, who?
Sorry, my call got dropped.
Okay, that's fine. Hero, are you ready to eat some hot dogs? Let's just do it, okay?
I thought I was watching.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot my own topic. Yes, you're watching someone eat. I got all these people, my friends.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You are. I'm sorry to tell you that, but you are. All my friends, and they're eating a whole bowl full of hot dogs, and you have to make sure that, let's see how many you can they can eat before you start breaking down and crying and start begging, please, Bucci, can I have one hot dog just the end? Oh, can I lick the inside of the bun? Like that.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Go eat! 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 How many, okay, that's three. Are you feeling it yet?
No.
You don't have any urge to eat a hot dog?
No, but I think it's coming.
Okay, you feel like it's coming in the mail. Like, ooh, you're getting so, oh, it's so delicious. Don't close your eyes. You're closing your eyes. I can see you closing your eyes. That doesn't count. You gotta unblinkingly stare at my friends here eating the hot dog. You look disgusting, by the way. All right, that's seven hot dogs that you...
I need...
You gotta eat one?
Yeah.
That was eight hot dogs that you watched someone eat. How do you feel?
Fine right now.
Yeah. Do you, you're hungry?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
All right, here, eat one hot dog for me. Go ahead.
Okay.
That was a very squishy sounding hot dog. All right, Hero. Thanks.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I think it got a little liquidy there. Right. The bun got a little soaked in some water.
Don't say soaked or liquidy. That's the way the pros do it. Did you know that? It's like called the Solomon method. Like Joey Chestnut, when he eats a lot of hot dogs, he invented this whole process where you eat the hot dog without the bun, and then you take the bun and you dunk it in water, and then you use the soaked bun to wash down your hot dog.
Hmm.
Yep. So just the next time you're at a cocktail party, just mention that little fact.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, bye. 201-209-9368. You and I are watching my team of professional eaters, watching them eat hot dogs, and we're seeing how many hot dogs you can watch being eat before you must eat one. And I'm really sick of saying hot dogs. So it can be a cucumber in a hot dog bun if you want, or a smoothie shaped like a hot dog, an everlasting gobstopper. Gobstopper? Man, what's going on with this stupid... Gobstopper. That's terrible. Everlasting gobstopper shaped like a hot dog, or it has to be a real one. It can't just be like some sort of imaginary hot dog. We don't deal with that sort of stuff here on Bucci. But like I said, I mean, I'm just watching it, and these friends of mine, they have the juice. I don't know why there's hot dog juice. Maybe there was one of this hot dog might have been a gusher shaped like a hot dog, because there's all sorts of blueberry-looking juice on their T-shirts over there. But I gotta eat, but you know, but there's a time when you have to, like, look past the dog. You know? You can't just focus on the dog. You have to look out at the world. Beyond the hot dog, because that's where real life happens. Have you ever looked out at a crowd of people watching you eat a lot of something? Huh? But I mean, it's a weird feeling. You get the looks! You get admiration, other looks, pointing, people shaking their head in a complimentary way. People, like, whispering to the people they're standing next to, like, who is that guy eating all those hot dogs? And then they say, oh, you know, that's Bochy. And then their hats pop off their heads, like, whoa, that's him? And then they immediately subscribe to his podcast, my podcast. And you know what the funny thing is? There's always someone in the crowd who is also eating a hot dog. So we're both eating the hot dogs. And then when I make contact with them, and like I see them, I look in their eyes, we both have hot dogs in our mouth, and I'm like, yeah,
that's right. Look at all these hot dogs I'm eating. They're so jealous. Admit it, you're so jealous.
And then the guy I was looking at, you know, he says,
I'm so jealous. He's eating so many hot dogs, and I'm only eating one. I'm filled with feelings of inadequacy.
But meanwhile, I'm like filled with feelings of adequacy. And then I'll look at someone else and, you know, and they'll be thinking,
wow.
But then she'll think it again, but with more enthusiasm.
Wow.
There you go. And then I see this other guy and he's looking at Bucci and, you know, he's thinking,
I bet I'm probably the cleanest person here. I bet no one's washed themselves three times before coming here.
Yeah, but then I'll stop looking at that guy like immediately, and then I'll move on to another person. Like I'll look at the first guy, I was looking at.
I wonder if I could eat a lot of hot dogs. Who am I kidding? I'm not doing that. That guy finishes eating. He's going to be a champion, and I'm going to be the same person. Why do I come to these things? What am I doing here?
What am I doing here? Wait, what is that guy doing?
I'm actually secretly washing myself right now. And no one knows it.
Hey, look at that guy. Maybe I should try cleaning myself in public.
I'm like a little cat, washing myself with my little tongue. Lick, lick, lick,
hey,
lick.
Hey, I'm eating here. Eyes front. Hello?
He's cleaning himself with his tongue. I'm going to throw my drink on him.
Ugh!
Oh, no.
Got him.
No. Who did that?
Come on, please. Look at Bucci. Look, I'm on hot dog number 40. 41. 42. Hello? Where's that first guy? Where is he? The first guy, the one who liked me.
I'm still here.
You like what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, but ultimately, I don't think it's good for my mental health. My therapist says...
Oh, shut the f*** up. You, what do you think about Booch eating hot dogs?
Oh, God. He's trying to make eye contact with me. Maybe I should look at that guy over there. Oh, no.
My wet wipes are all sticky. I'll have to wash myself with my spit in a hot dog bun. Hey, this is working.
You know, maybe this isn't so cool.
Oh, you're turning against me too, first guy? This is so depressing. What am I doing here? Look at this. I can't even believe I'm putting these things in my mouth. I can't stop.
He's crying now? You know what? I'm out of here.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, let's go.
Can I come too?
No.
No.
You know, I better go too. I have some serious washing to do, if you know what I mean.
No, wait, I'm almost done. Wait.
And that's time. And the winner is Steve.
Lost. No. No. I lost. Oh. actually good for the book. Yeah, okay. That was a little play that put on by Bucci and Bucci's players. We thought it would be real fun to show you the opposite of what really happened the other day to me. And let me actually get the real tape here. Where's the real tape? Here we go. That's just a little image of me, a little sound of me winning the hot dog eating competition. I ate four. I was the only one in the competition. But that's the kind of reality I like. 201-209-9368. We're doing the third annual hot dog eating competition. It's the July 4th tradition. A lot of people, you know, use their competition to fill their bellies and the bellies of their families. Because, you know, hopefully a lot of, you know, for every hot dog that a person eats, they're slipping another one down their shirt. And then when they go home, they lift up their shirt and all the hot dogs come pouring out. Mom, oh God, thank you for, oh wow, this is so delicious. Oh, they're so cold. Why are they so cold?
Shut up! Just eat them!
All right. 201-209-9368. Let's get some music going here. And I just want to say something because I'm getting a lot of text messages like, this is the loneliest show I've ever heard in my life. And this is not a lonely thing to do. Like, look through binoculars at a party of people having a good time and eating. Because I was invited to the barbecues. Like, all of them. You know, but sometimes you just want to be at the party but 100 yards away from it. You know, in your car with the motor running and the windows rolled down before you say anything. You know, I mean, it's like when you go to the opera, right? You don't want to be on stage singing. Some Mozart trash. You want to be on in the balcony with the binoculars and you can really see the soup getting made. There's pleasure in watching. You know, not everyone's a doer. Some people are more comfortable participating. You know, not at all. Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who? I'm sorry?
It's Zach Arie.
Oh, Zach Arie. Hey, Zach Arie. How are you doing?
Hey, doing happy better now that I'm talking to you, yeah, hanging out with your friend.
Exactly. Yo, hey, everybody, say hi to Zachary. Oh, that was cold. They all made the zipper across the mouth movement, and now they're making another movement, which I can't talk about.
Single finger gesture.
No. They're just showing off their pinky rings. It's one finger, but it's not the one you're thinking about. So, you having a nice holiday? Are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, I just ate a bunch of chicken.
Uh-huh. And did you watch anyone eat anything? Like, because you're so selfish.
Yeah, I watched my family eat.
You're so selfish because you just like to feed your face, and meanwhile, your family is just sitting there. But you're engaging with them, and you're making sure checking in with them, right? Making sure that they're getting all the nutrients and chicken that they need.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, and how many times today have you said the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't really say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I see. How many times did you sing the Pledge of Allegiance then?
Oh, I sing it, yeah. No, I sing it at least once every morning, and then after breakfast.
Turn my hat backwards.
And then for my midday snack, I say it again.
Sure. But that's good. As long as you're keeping up to date, because you can't forget it. It's not like riding a bicycle. You have to keep hammering that thing in, or else.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. It's the only way you'll stay controlled.
Now, speaking of control, you need to control yourself now, because you're about to watch some professional eaters eat, and they are eating like the most. You know, it's not gross the way they're eating. They are really, it really makes you want to eat the way they're doing it. Yeah, don't make that noise. All right, are you ready to eat a hot dog or watch someone eat a hot dog? Watch someone eat a hot dog.
I'm gonna watch first.
All right, here we go. Ready, go.
Ready.
That's one. Don't make any mmm sounds. And don't cheat. Are you cheating? Feels like you have a hot dog up your sleeve or something. Then why are you, like, chewing on your sleeve? I think there's a little hot dog end popping out of your sleeve.
No.
No. That's a good defense there. I wish you're a great... All right, that's seven. They've... You keep going.
I ate one of your friends, Bucci.
You ate the hot dog, Bo. You lose. That's the... So you ate... You watched nine hot dogs being ate, but then you ate one, and so you do void... That voids all the good work.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, too. All right, Zachary. Keep saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. You do the same, Bucci.
No. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey. How are you, Bucci?
Hey, I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine. I think I know this Lorraine as well.
You might.
Hey, Lorraine. Go ahead.
I want to tell you that I watched and listened to your whole thing, and I got to say, I have never been more proud and more disturbed at the same time. Oh. Thank you for that.
Oh, of course. I mean, I like to entertain in either way, either a good or a bad way, as long as I'm making an impression, right?
I can't exactly decide which way I was entertained, but it was definitely entertaining.
Well, there's nothing like watching people eat hot dogs that screams entertainment, right?
Yeah. This is probably the only way I can actually watch people eat hot dogs.
You're not a hot dog fan, or you don't really enjoy the experience?
I don't like to watch people eat hot dogs.
Yeah,
pretty much makes me gag.
Right, yeah. Well, I feel like this might not be the game for you, Lorraine, then.
No, it isn't. But, you know, I just felt like I should listen, and then I felt like I should call in and congratulate you and tell you how disturbed I am.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to let you watch one person eat one hot dog, and that's it.
Okay. All right, if you insist, yes.
And that's one. Man,
okay.
How do you feel?
I'm good.
I did
have to close my eyes once during it, but it's okay.
That's fine. I'll let it go because, you know, I'll let it go because it's you. You did very well, considering your fears and everything.
Okay. Well, that's really great. Thank you.
All right. Go brag to everyone that you watched one person eat a hot dog.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Bye. 201-209-9368. We just heard from Lorraine. Lorraine ate. Watched one person eat one hot... Actually, what? Oh, it was three quarters. She couldn't even get through a whole hot dog. That's okay. Some people, you know, have weird things about food, which is why you can... If you want to drink... if you want to have some orange juice that's shaped like a hot dog, frozen orange juice, and then they shape it like a hot dog, and then you put it in a hot dog bun... That's fine with me as well.
Bucci.
It just gives you a thrill, you know, watching Rear Window style through your binoculars. That's one. That's two. That's three. Caller, you got your Bucci.
Is this the Booch?
Yeah, hey, this is a Booch. How are you doing? Who's this?
You know what? We're doing phenomenal. This is Jimbo Slice calling in from the Great Hills of the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
Jimbo Slice, how you doing?
Phenomenal. Listen, we're at this 4th of July party.
Yeah.
We live in a great country.
Sure.
If you light them, you should throw it. Don't hang on to it.
But,
No, stay with me.
I'm with you.
One of the things, we had a couple questions. There's a parody question, and I got a follow-up condiment question, if you can help me out.
Yeah, I can. I'll try, Jimbo.
All right. So one of the things we're wondering about over here,
uh-huh.
Big group discussion,
is
Vienna hot dogs.
Yeah.
So
oh,
the parody part is, how many Vienna hot dogs does it really qualify to be?
As a single hot dog?
Yeah.
I would say... 2.5 hot dog Viennas make up one hot dog.
2.5? You think that's a good ratio? I thought it was a little bit more.
Well, I mean, I eat... The Vienna hot dogs that I get are very big. They're larger than, because I spend a little bit of extra money and I get the
jumbo ones.
That's
right, you get the booch. You got it.
A booch. And what was your other question? Was it ketchup based? Was it a ketchup based question?
Well, yeah, so the condiment thing, okay, yeah, you know, you're right on the right track there. So there were a couple things that worked there. We were looking at ketchup, so, you know, the whole tomato thing, we don't know if that really is a good match.
Yeah. You're not really supposed to be eating hot dogs with ketchup. It's a little verboten, you know, in certain circles.
You know what? I was checking the rule book, and you're right. I overlooked that. But one of the things, too, was like, relish and onions and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I think more important is the mustard.
Yes.
So if you have yellow mustard, that's kind of wimpy, isn't it? I mean, don't you need like the hot deli mustard?
The spiced brown mustard? Is that what you're talking about?
Is that the preferred?
That's preferred by me, yes. But I think mustard.
Well, if it's preferred by you, it's preferred by many.
And like, I would say the benefits of a yellow mustard, your standard yellow mustard. Do you want to know what the benefits are?
I do.
You're not being sarcastic, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So a yellow mustard is more liquidy, right? It's thinner. It's a thinner paste, instead of a granulated mustard, right? You're with me so far, right?
You want to bite your mustard. Yeah. Kind of like a Guinness of beer.
Yeah, it has to make little pops when you chew on it, yes. Nice. So, but with the mustard, the yellow mustard, because it's so liquidy, it really helps the hot dog go down.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to have to talk to my GI doctor about that. I think you're right.
Yeah, well, don't talk to your GI doctor yet, because we need to. Do you want to watch people eat hot dogs?
You know what?
Jimbo Slice?
I really think that people have a right to do what they do, but they should really do it in private.
Okay.
I don't think that's something.
All right.
You can't unsee that. Once you see people, you know, you just can't take like a Visine bath and make this stuff go away.
Oh, it's too late. They're all eating hot dogs. It's too late. They couldn't stop. All right, guys. Jimbo Slice doesn't want you eating. Oh, Jimbo. I'm sorry. All right, man. See you later. You embarrassed me in front of Jimbo Slice. Stop eating. Stop eating. I won't watch you eat one more hot dog. Speaking of Rear Window, I had a little Rear Window experience the other day. I was watching a guy, like, looking out my window with my binoculars, and I saw this guy murder. My Name is Mud, the song My Name is Mud. He was playing it on bass, and he was just really messing it up. And then he buried the bass in the backyard. All right, so we're almost done. But what is the best part of any 4th of July celebration? It is, no, it's not hot dog eating contest. Stop it. That's it. The hot dog is over.
Gulp.
It's the fireworks. I got my fireworks from Indiana, where all the good fireworks are. I got my, I went to Crazy Eddie's fireworks living room. I bought a whole bunch of fireworks, and then I drove all the way back from Indiana just to be here. I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Lots. I have a lot of Crazy Eddie's homemade fireworks. I hope everybody has a regular 4th of July celebration. I hope everyone is now sitting around with their family and pointing at the radio and going, man, that's Bucci. He really did a show, and it was a good show.
Bucci added.
And they all say it in unison. All right, let's hit some fireworks, baby. Listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci. It's Billy Jam.